Ksuvis Perk Dalad Mishnah Yud Aleph. Benon Nukbon Di Havyon Lichi Minai. Benon Nukbon is a double Lashon. We know that Benon is a female, the daughters. The Taisentiv says that Agav, we said in the previous Mishnah, Benin, which Benin is Kola, both boys and girls, like Banim. So just like we used the Lashon of Benin Dichrin, we said Benon Nukbon. But it's obviously talking about his daughters. Di Havyon Lichi Minai. He's writing this in the Ksuva. He should write this in the Ksuva that you're going to have with me, that come from me. Hivyon Yosfen Bevesi Umitaznon Minichsai Ad Detinsivon Leguvrin. The stipulation would be that they will stay in the house and they will have mizonos from his nechosim until they get married to men. So that's normally what should be written in. But if it's not written in, Chayiv Shu Tanai Beistin. This is also Tanai Beistin. And Taisenta points out, like we had said in the past, this is dealing with only after he's dead. Because while he's alive, a person like we had in the previous Mishnais, Mi'ikr Hadin is not Mukhuyiv. Forget about what the Chacham would do, and they would scream at him. But Mi'ikr Hadin, they can't literally take money out from his pocket to pay to feed his children, once they're over six or so. So this includes girls. So obviously, if he's Potter from feeding his girls, the Mishnah is obviously talking about after he died, like we had in Mishnah Vav. And this is the Tanai in the Ksuva called Benin Nukvan, that after he dies, the girls, until either one of two things. The one thing which is spoken about this in this Mishnah is that she gets mu'uresis to somebody, somebody's mekadesher, then the nechasim from the father don't have to support her anymore. And also the Rab points out, if she becomes a bogeres, which we said is after 12 years and 6 months, also no longer is she eligible to take from the nechasim of her father's home. Like the Rab points out, a bogeres ein lamizonos.